Lift up your hands and let's appreciate him. We live to praise you all our day.
I live to praise you. Praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Lift your hands and worship him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. And thank you for the privilege of relationship. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead, wave your hands to the King of Kings. Afterwards, give him a clap of hand. The louder shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We have experienced so much of God's help in the last few days. From Tuesday, explosive manifestation of God's power, and the worship and wonders night, just too explosive. It was encountering and experiencing the God of the new beginning, and he confirmed that by giving us a brand new born baby in that vigil to confirm that that thing was not just a good thing but a God thing. God ordained it, and we are in for a new beginning. We're going to be having, that's right, that's the guy at the vigil. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. We're going to finish up the marital and relationship wisdom this morning. This will be like part three now. Give the Lord the praise. And then possibly step into financial wisdom that is a subject for today. Last week, we identified, I believe, up to 7 wisdom keys for successful marriage in the first service. And if the ICT can help us, probably go through that, and then we'll take it from there this morning. The wisdom for marital relationship. First of all, we said, trust the Lord to guide you into the right relationship. Number 2, marry someone who truly loves and values you as a person, not someone who is in love with something you have. Number 3, never marry anyone who is marrying your money, your property, your position, or your influence. Number 4, be ready to love unconditionally and forgive continually. Number 5, be committed to the fulfillment and satisfaction of your spouse, not just your own satisfaction. Don't just satisfy yourself and then the other person is left stranded. Number 6 is to maintain trust at all costs, because we know that trust is the bedrock of marriage. Number 7, lubricate your relationship with joy and merriment. All right. This was now second service. And so we'll leave the first service points. And so I don't know what you're going to do, ICT, but I'm actually literally going to go to number 8 for the first service. We dealt with 7 points in the first service. And I'm going to go to the next number for the second service. Excellent. So, number 8, handle misunderstandings immediately. If the marriage is to be successful and relationship is to be successful, handle misunderstandings immediately. Clear the air immediately. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27, he said, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." When misunderstandings are not handled immediately, place is given to the devil. Don't let misunderstandings linger or fester so they don't grow into something else. When misunderstandings are allowed to linger, when they are allowed to fester, they grow into something else. The easiest way to give room to the devil is to allow misunderstandings to persist. You have situations where people are not talking to each other for days. That is an abomination. That is a relationship that is doomed to be destroyed. That is, handle misunderstandings immediately. Number 9, for the first service, avoid the involvement or over-involvement of third parties in relationships. The involvement, or in fact the over-involvement of third parties in relationships. Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 24, the Bible said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." They were both naked and they were not ashamed. Avoid the over-involvement. The man shall leave and cleave. Until there is a living, there can be no cleaving. It doesn't matter whether it is family. It doesn't matter whether they are friends. Over involvement of third parties. There are people who will sit their wife down in front of their friends to dress them down. Sit their wives down in front of their mother and father to dress them down. That is signature for destruction. And I want to caution very young families, when you get married newly, young man, young woman, bringing relations to live with you is not a good idea as a foundation. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a good idea at all. That is the time to know your wife. That is the time for your wife to know you. That is the time for relationship to bond. Then a cousin is there. Then a junior sister or a junior brother is there. It's signature for certain disasters. Because before you know it, your brother or your sister is finding fault with your wife or your husband and vice versa. Not good idea. They can be assisted with time. And then when you bond a little bit, then you can have such. And especially if there are people that will come for a season. I'm sure somebody is understanding what I'm saying. I'm talking from years, over 20-something years of personal experience and years of counseling homes and families. Some it is those people, those strangers that cause the highest tension between the man and his wife. Avoid the over-involvement. Involvement to over-involvement of third parties in relationship, especially when it borders on settling scores. Third party involvement can happen when challenging relationship becomes life-threatening. Am I communicating? So I can make a balance. For example, your husband wants to kill you, your wife wants to kill you, or vice versa. Or the tension is intractable. Then your mother and your father and your loved ones must know. Your father, your mother, your brothers, your relations must know that something is happening that is not correct. Very important. Avoid the involvement and over-involvement of third parties in relationship. Number 3, This will be number 9. Okay, 10 now. From last Sunday. Remain committed to knowing your spouse and growing in relationship. Remain committed to knowing your spouse and growing in relationship. Never assume that you know everything about who you married. Don't assume it. That would be a wrong assumption. You don't really know the person fully. No matter how long the courtship is or was, there are things you will keep on knowing about them as you grow. As you grow. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10. You say, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave without outgoing. That is, just keep at it. Be committed. With all your might, with all your strength. Remain committed to knowing your spouse and growing in relationship. And finally, for this service, don't compare your spouse with another. Stop comparing your wife or your husband with other people. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 12. The Bible said, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Stop comparing your spouse with another. Do you know why? People are different. It is not possible for any two people to be exactly the same. Even brothers of the same mother, sisters of the same mother and father are different. Even identical twins, they have a different thumbprint. They are differences. Don't use another person's behavior as a basis to look down on your spouse, as a basis to rate your wife or rate your husband. Once you have agreed to marry a person, accept their individuality. Am I communicating? You can learn from people, learn from the relationship of people, learn from how this man. And I think that if there is anybody to compare with, maybe as a woman, you compare yourself with the other woman's behavior so you can behave better, if that is the comparison you want. And as a man, how good the man is taking care of his wife, you learn from that man and take care of your wife like that. But where you have a woman telling you, this is how what my husband does for me, and then you go home and put your husband under pressure, that this is what my friend's husband is doing for her, and vice versa, then you are set for destruction in that relationship. And I believe the Lord will help us in Jesus' precious name. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear the loudest amen? Can I hear the loudest amen? Can I hear amen at the top of your voice? Somebody say the loudest amen. One man said, one woman said to the husband to be telling her some things and those kind of things. And the man said, I am not used to that kind of thing. I can do everything, but the thing you are asking me to say and those kind of things, I'm not used to it. I can't talk like that. And the truth is, you can't. No matter how hard you try, there are things you can't force some people to do. Their love is intact. They are genuine in the fact that they love their wife. But you want them to communicate that love in certain ways, they won't be able. You know, my wife used to teach on love languages, and he said that the language of love for people are different. There are people who express love in acts of service. There are people who express love expect love in quality time spent. There are people who express love in the words of communication. There are those who express their love in the giving of gifts and so on. So there are different expressions of love. Now the man is serving you and the man is giving you all the things he wants to give you, and you are expecting him to express it in some other ways that is not used to. It will be very, very difficult. So let's just understand the person you are married to, and then understand their expressions, and then accept their expressions without necessarily comparing the man with somebody else. There are men who will go on shopping with their wives, and their wives are so excited that the man went on shopping and they went everywhere. Will you buy this? No. Will you buy that? Yes. And then they are moving. But if you put me in that condition, you are on your own. You are perfectly, I can't follow you for shopping. That is not my realm. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will do many things, but go for shopping with you and then I'll be looking at time the first. Okay? So there are different expressions. And just ensure that you don't compare yourself with somebody. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. So I will stop there for this service, and then we'll continue in the next service. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Stand up on your feet 1 minute. Let's draw a clear demarcation between this word and the next word. Lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. I receive the grace to have a relationship of quality. Relationship that is great for myself, for my loved ones, for my children, for my family. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat.